Hello. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. In keeping with our commitment to deliver urologists and allied health professionals expert clinical analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives, each episode of Speaking of Urology will bring listeners timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty to keep practitioners up to date while helping them practice more efficiently. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. This episode's guest is Dr. Julia Lane. She discusses the recent Neurourology and Urodynamics article, Treatment of Urethral Stricture Disease in Women, a multi-institutional collaborative project from the SUFU Research Network, for which she served as a study author. Lane is a fellow in female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Could you please discuss the background for this study?
Sure. This study is about female urethral stricture, and female urethral stricture is a very rare disease. It might be underdiagnosed, and it's definitely difficult to diagnose. And so as researchers, we knew that clinicians were faced with difficulty knowing how to help guide their patients into which treatment options to choose. Right now, we know that the literature on female urethral stricture altogether, there were about 200 cases reported, so not very many in all of the literature. And so really when we, when the Society of Urodynamics, Female Pelvic Medicine, and Urogenital Reconstructions Research Network got together, they thought that this was an important area to sort of pool resources together and pool the collective member experience to create a study. And I think this study is very unique because it did put out as a participation query to all members of SUFU, and we did have 23 participants from across the U.S. and Canada and even South America. So it really is a real-world large experience with this very rare disease.
And what were some of the notable findings, and were any of them surprising to you and your co-authors?
I think the first thing that was very surprising to us was that the rates of recurrence among women with female urethral stricture in this very diverse cohort of institutions and patients was quite high. It was 36% at a median of 15 months. And so that is something that I'm not sure that we were counseling patients about that recurrence rates are quite that high. So I think that is one of the main findings and take-home messages that should be discussed. Secondly, we found that, and this is not as surprising because we have some literature among men and male urethral stricture reconstruction that parallels this, but we found that women who had endoscopic treatments, so treatments that either dilate or cut open the scar, had a much higher recurrence rate than women who underwent reconstructive techniques like urethroplasties. And when we looked on an analysis at multiple different factors, there really wasn't anything that explained that difference except for the surgical technique.
And do you and your co-authors plan to conduct further research on this topic? And if so, what would the focus be?
Yeah, so this is a very rich database. And so we, as a collaborative effort, have actually asked for proposals for research using this database so we can continue to grow the research in this field. One of the things that we're excited to look at next are patient-reported outcome measures. So we know in a variety of surgical outcomes that an anatomic cure might not equal patient quality of life changes or patient-reported outcomes. And so we're actually now looking at whether doing surgery and these different treatments change how patients actually feel. And I think that will be really interesting because we actually don't have much data on that topic at all.
What would you say is the take-home message for the practicing urologist?
In our study, we found that the recurrence rate for female urethral stricture is quite high. And so that should be something that is discussed with patients in the clinic and to let them know that this might be more of a long-term chronic problem rather than a, you know, just so they can know what to expect in their treatment and know that there might be a need for further procedures down the road. I think it's also important for urologists to discuss the trade-offs between different surgical techniques. And, you know, one of the trade-offs is the recurrence rate. And in this study, we looked at endoscopic treatment versus urethroplasties. And we did find that there's a trade-off of recurrence rates. And so that's a discussion to have with patients so that they can make a patient-centered and informed decision.
Is there anything else that you feel our audience should know about the research?
I think I would highlight that this is probably the largest amount of data that we have on this specific condition, and that we, to me, this is just the tip of the iceberg to start thinking critically about how we can improve the treatment rates. I would say that I would encourage researchers and urologists to start thinking critically about this disease and maybe look at ways that we can improve techniques to decrease the recurrence rate.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.